Thank you, Madam Chair. Again, attempts of particular delegation to present UN Security Council resolutions, misinterpretations, constitute a blunt manipulation of their content and are completely false. According to the UN language, the Nagorno-Karabakh conflict is mediated by the co-chairs of the OSCE Minsk group, which has numerous times urged to resolve the conflict in line to the principles of international law, and particularly the right of self-determination. Co-chairs further urged that the expression of free will of the people of Nagorno-Karabakh should have a legally binding nature. I could, of course, go on that subject, Madam Chair, but I would do this exercise because, unlike some colleagues, I would like not to exacerbate the liquidity crisis of the United Nations. But on one particular note, I would like to say that it's become unwritten practice already that we are not cooperating with one particular delegation within the UPR process. It was started by not of our own initiative, but it is a process already for more than 10 years. But who knows? Maybe if we would have had this cooperation and exchange of best practices, we could have really promoted free and fair elections in the region, freedom of assembly, freedom of expression, freedom of media, fight against hate speech and repression of minorities. And hopefully by the result of this cooperation, our region would have been much better place than it is now. Madam Chair, finally, I would like once again to thank all distinguished delegates for comments, questions and recommendations received today. During the period under review, Armenia undergone profound changes, which the UN Secretary General qualified as a fantastic example of a peaceful transition of power. Our country has intensified its efforts towards further promotion of human rights, including implementation of gender equality policy, strengthening the rights of more vulnerable groups of population. Various laws, action plans, strategies and mechanisms have been adopted and established. My government has also given priority to the issue of judicial reforms, independence of judiciary and equality before the law. With this in mind, I would like to state that this session provided us with another good opportunity to continue realization of reforms in the country with the aim of further strengthening of civil, political, economic, social and cultural rights. At the same time, we recognize that despite our progress in many areas, there are challenges that we have to meet. We count on support and expertise of our colleagues. In closing, I would like to thank you, Madam Chair, and thank Secretariat for the successful implementation of this cycle of UPR by Armenia. Thank you.